Hello out there, welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. When a military service member suffers from trauma on the job, doctors and mental health professionals can treat the physical and psychological wounds, but what about the wounds to the soul? Today we're going to talk with the co-founder and the programs director of Reboot Recovery to find out how this peer-led, faith-based response to trauma and suicide prevention has been so successful. So stay with us, we'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for the service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback with additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision and USAA. Together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and family. I say it every week. I don't care if you don't like it. I'm going to say it. We love them too. Today, we're going to talk about faith-based, peer-led approach to helping people overcome trauma. I'm excited to introduce from Reboot Recovery, Dr. Jenny Owens, the co-founder and outcomes director, and Brian Flannery, the programs director. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us. We're thrilled to be here.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, before we get started, now don't, you got to make sure you're pumped up. I'm pumped up to talk about this subject because this is an important subject for all of us, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But before we get started, I'd like each one of you to tell us a little bit about yourself. And Jenny, I'm going to start with you.
Sure. Well, I'm an occupational therapist as far as my trade goes. I was working in 2008 at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, treating active duty soldiers with traumatic brain injuries. And it became overwhelmingly apparent to me in all of my interactions that while we were addressing the physical and the emotional and mental wounds of war, that there were spiritual wounds that these soldiers were coming back from war with, and that it wasn't just affecting them, but it was affecting their family members, their wives and their husbands and their children. And I just was really, my soul was kind of arrested by this problem because I was seeing a depth of isolation and despair that I had never seen before. I mean, we were having folks attempting suicide just even around where our clinic was. And so I just felt like there was a space that needed to be created to talk about where faith and trauma collide. I think trauma forces us to ask the question, where was God when this happened? Why did he or she die and I live? What is my purpose now that the Army tells me that I'm damaged goods? And so along with my husband, we just felt like we needed to start a kind of a small group model where we bring some family members together who had experienced trauma and allow them to ask those hard questions. And we didn't claim to have all the answers, but what we did have was love. We had time. We had community to offer to these folks. And something just really organic happened where a curriculum sort of developed over years of listening and working with these families. And that was really the origins of Reboot Recovery. Since then, we've grown to become a nonprofit and to equip other people like ourselves across the U.S. and actually internationally to start these healing movements in their own communities. We have branched out to addressing first responders and actually the general population. But our goal is to help people overcome trauma and embrace a brighter future.
There you go. Hey, Brian, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so, sorry, excuse me.
That's okay.
Yeah, so like many people, I didn't have a picture-perfect sitcom childhood. And experiencing trauma as a child, I did what most people did, and I ran from the trauma. And so I joined the United States Army in 2008, and I was a really good soldier. Not because I was the best shot or the most physically fit, simply because if you tell me where to be, what time to be there, and what to be wearing, I'm not going to screw it up. And so my career was going great. Everything was going wonderful. And then in 2010, I deployed to Kandahar, Afghanistan, where I ended up being injured. I fractured my neck, my lower back, my hip, multiple traumatic brain injuries, shoulder. And like many people, I came home. And I was assigned to the Warrior Transition Battalion, the WTB, where they send sick, injured, and ill service members to either transition back to the fight or to transition out. And here's the thing. I wanted to get better, right? I had 19 surgeries trying to put me back together. At the same time, I was doing everything that people around me told me to do to get better. So I did the CPT, CBT, rapid eye, prolonged exposure. If you name it, I've tried it. I even let them stick little pieces of metal in my ears to see if that would help. And unfortunately, it didn't. And so in 2012, I made the decision to end my pain once and for all. So I lied to my wife and kids, told them that they needed to move up because at this point I knew I was going to medically retire and that I wanted them to set roots to make my transition easier. In actuality, I knew that I was going to take my life and that they didn't deserve to find me. And so I attempted suicide in 2012. Spoiler alert, I failed. And while I was walking from the hospital back to my barracks room, I walked by a building that I had walked by thousands of times that I was familiar with. And I saw Evan and Jenny standing out front with a Reboot Combat Recovery shirt. And they invited me in. Funny thing was, I was familiar with Reboot because Dr. Jenny Owens had been my doctor of occupational therapy at the Traumatic Brain Injury Clinic. And so she's the one that had helped me get rid of some of my stutters and some issues that I was having with TBI. But I wasn't interested in Reboot because I knew that it was faith-based and I was not. But then they got me to come by the two words that gets almost anybody to do anything: free food. And so
there you go.
I walked in. That's right. I walked in for a plate of lukewarm spaghetti and then I just never left. So over the next 12 weeks, my life was transformed and I knew that I needed to be a part of this. And so I started traveling around Fort Campbell and telling my story, letting people know that there was opportunity for hope and healing and that life didn't have to be hopeless. You didn't have to be overwhelmed by the guilt, the shame, and the regret, that there was a way, despite what's happened to you, to live a life of joy, peace, and hope. And so I've been along the
started Owens. Leading groups and then eventually got on staff.
So
Well, you know, I stayed in the Army a long time. I stayed about 36 years in the Army and I had multiple deployments and all that stuff. So I tell everybody all the time that everybody that goes to war gets closer to God. And every time you have a problem, you get closer to God. Because, you know, I remember laying in the jungle. I told this story yesterday, but laying in the jungle and everybody's asleep. I wake up and everybody's asleep. I say, wait, something's wrong here. And I used to tell myself, if you just get me out of here, whatever I'm doing wrong, I'll never do it again. So that's this is an important subject for all of us, because all of us believe in God. You may not say anything about it, but I think everybody believes in God, and they may look at it in different ways. So this is a great discussion. Jenny, what makes Reboot Recovery different from all the other approaches in mental health care?
Yeah, we've often considered ourselves the redheaded stepchild of many mental health approaches, and we've been to conferences where people have looked at us like, really? But the proof is really in the stories that we have. And so what makes us different? We're peer-led. I mean, besides Evan and I, who are those initial leaders, we have quickly worked ourselves out of a job in terms of leading courses because we believe that people like Brian, who have the lived experience of trauma, are the best people to speak into the lives of others who are hurting because Brian can offer inspiration, hope, and challenge, affirmation, support in ways that even we can't. And so with Reboot, we equip peers who have that desire to help lead the next man or woman out of the valley with tools to help them to heal through the courses that we have. So we're peer-led. As we've already touched on, we're faith-based. We certainly don't want to beat anyone over the head with our beliefs. We're very open to people coming and recognizing that everybody has different beliefs. But like you said, Sergeant Major, trauma and war catalyzes a conversation about God. It makes you go to those places. And so we recognize that people want to have those conversations. And so we come at it from a Christian faith-based perspective. But like I said, we're very accepting and welcoming of people of all faith or no faith backgrounds. And also, we include the spouses. That's something else that's different. Many VA programs only address the service member, veteran, or the spouse. But we recognize from early on just the impact that trauma has on the whole family. And not just that, that spouses come with their own baggage and trauma, sometimes from before the military. And so we know that what we're teaching can benefit both of them and gives them a shared language to talk about what was discussed in the group after the group and further their healing in between sessions. Yeah. So those are some of the core things that differentiate
just,
us.
Just comment on what you said. First, I've got to trust you. And what Brian said a minute ago, you know, I'm peer-to-peer led. The fact that people have walked in my boots, because I remember talking to a lot of people sometimes. I'd say, hey, look, you know, I've did this, I've seen this, or, you know, whatever. And they'll say, yeah, I understand. But do you understand? So the impact of war changes all that. In fact, I always tell everybody that I went to war at, I think I turned 18 in basic training. But I turned 18 in basic training, AIT, and then jump school, and then right to war. So I went 18 to 55 in war. It changed me so much.
Wow.
Brian, what was, you know, why was Rupert, what about Reba? I mean, did it work for you? Evidently it did work for you.
Yeah. I mean, if you were to ask my wife, my kids, anybody that knew me before, at the end of the day, the proof is in the pudding, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I went from somebody who everybody assumed at any given time was going to take his life to now being willing to stand on a stage in front of hurting people, and be a part of the solution, right? And for me, the difference with Reboot, the first difference was, you know, the very first week I looked around and it was weird because, again, I had tried everything by this point. I don't want it to seem like this is the only thing that I'd ever tried and it worked. I had tried everything else, but when I walked in and I looked around, I saw myself. Mm-hmm. I saw people who had been there, done that, had the t-shirt, and they had something I didn't, which was that piece. And even our very first week, Evan was not a veteran, and he was my leader with Dr. Owens. And the first thing they started with is he said, I'm not a veteran, I'm not a chaplain, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a doctor, I'm not here to tell you, I'm just simply here because I care and because I want to be here. And it was something that I hadn't heard, and it was something that I hadn't experienced yet. And what was interesting is the guys around me, they met me where I was. They didn't make me take a shower before I could get cleaned off. They met me where I was. They locked arms with me where I was, and they cared about me for who I was, right? And together, we walked through. Even though we had different experiences that had led us to Reboot, we had different experiences that had changed or molded our experiences with the world, they were willing to just lock arms and walk with me. And that was something that I hadn't experienced before.
Yeah, you know what? One of the things that I tell people or talk to people about all the time, you know, in the military, you're taught not to share your emotions. You're taught not to, you know, that's a chink in your armor. So I mean...
Right.
When I went to war at a young age and come back, I wasn't about to talk to anybody about my issues. I had anger issues probably for 10 or 12 years. There's a lot of things that went on around me, and I just tried to sort them out. And I actually got out of the military and stayed out a couple of years and then came back into service. I think the reason I came in because I loved the military, but going back into military was therapy for me. And I really didn't realize it at that time, so it was important. I got to tell you another story, and I always like sharing this story. When I was in Vietnam, I had a Bible. They give you a little small Bible, and a little pocket Bible. And I had this had a 50-gallon can. I don't know if he had anything like a Brian overseas, but I had a little 50-caliber can. I put all my goodies in there and stuff, my wallet and stuff.
Yes, sir.
And when I was so I was there, I think it was a little bit over 11 months, and they alerted me one day. Well, let me back up. So one day when I had been there for about 2 weeks, I was sort of digging through the box, looking at stuff, and I got to be honest, I don't read the Bible. I haven't read the Bible, but I looked at the Bible that day. I don't know why, and I opened it up, and on the front page of the Bible was a fingerprint, just a thumbprint.
Wow.
And yeah, and so, whew. And so I kept that Bible with me the entire time. Mm-hmm. And every time something got tough, every time I really worried about, you know, making it out, I'd open that box up and I'd reach out and I'd get that Bible. Now, I didn't open it up. I just held it, put it back in there, and I moved out. And so, long as you see, it's an emotional story for me. So 11 and a half months later, a friend of mine that I went in the Army with got killed, and I was his body escort. So they had to ship me back to Oakland. First sergeant come out and says, hey, Dilly, get your stuff, get all your stuff, and move out. Now, that Bible had never went with me nowhere my entire time. And so I went up, got my rucksack, got all my stuff, throwing down there, and I'm getting ready to go. And I reached up and got my 50 caliber box, and I opened up, started getting the stuff, and the Bible was missing. It was gone. And so even to this day, I think because I had that Bible, it kept me alive, probably. But it's about believing. You can believe in different ways. You can think in different ways. But anybody that struggles, that needs help, that needs assistance, what they do is they reach out to God and they pray. And Lord, I prayed a lot in my life. I think He's listened to me a couple of times anyway. But it's important to believe. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says. It's about you as an individual, what's right for you to do it. Jenny, reboot and faith-based is sometimes a barrier in helping people like Brian, who maybe came there as an atheist. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, first I just want to thank you for sharing that story. And let me and Brian take this opportunity to thank you for your service and welcome you home, Sergeant Major Tilly. Thank you for that. And what that story just epitomizes to me is the knowledge, like that thumbprint, that you're not alone. And no one who's listening to this right now is alone, no matter what era you served in, what struggles you're facing. That's one of the messages that we believe in Reboot, is you're never alone. Sure. There are people who want to stand beside you. There are family members, friends, strangers who want to support you. And there's a God who sees you and loves you. And so you're right. There are definitely people who've had maybe bad experiences with the church, religion. We get that. And we're very cautious about that. And we want to acknowledge that the church is led by people who fail and who have wronged. And so with Reboot, we take a very humble approach, acknowledging those things. And like you said, recognizing, though, that ultimately everybody has to come to that decision of how do they invite the divine into their life and how do they see it moving in their life. And we want to encourage people to know that there is someone who cares. There is someone who wants to see them healed and walk in freedom and using all the gifts and even the pain for a purpose in their lives. So I would say, by and large, I mean, we have people of such diverse backgrounds come through. We even have people of a Muslim background, right, other faiths coming through. But we really value respecting individuals and meeting where they are.
Yeah, and even on our outcomes, what's interesting, that's always caught me by surprise, as somebody who entered this program without a faith background, one of the first outcomes that ever really caught my attention was 92% of people felt that their faith was respected, even if it disagreed with what was being taught in the course, yeah. Right? And, I still lead the groups on Fort Campbell, and you can't name a faith or a religion that hasn't come through our group, right? And at the end of the day, getting you to believe what I believe, that's not what Reboot is, right? But understanding that the pain that you've experienced in your life has a purpose, can be used to help others, that's the point.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, don't wait too late. A lot of people are apprehensive sometimes about, hey, I don't want to be embarrassed to go and say I believe in God or whatever. Do what's right for you and your family. And sometimes people are just apprehensive about them reaching out. I believe in God. There's no question about that. God's helped me out quite a few times. But, I just think it's the right thing to do. And I think it's the right thing to do to help people, to strengthen people, to do anything that you can to make sure that their lives are better each and every day. This is a great discussion. We have a lot more to talk about. But first, there's always a but first with me, I guess, all the time. We got to take a short break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack F. Tilly, 12th Sergeant Major Army. If you enjoyed this discussion, I know as you are, because this is a discussion about really about life, about God, about believing, about you and me, about making sure that things that you do each and every day are right for all of us. But you got to believe. No question about that in my mind. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. And Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Reboot Recovery with the co-founder, Dr. Jenny Owens, and Brian Flannery, who is Reboot's program director. Before we get back to our discussion, I'd like to take a few seconds to tell you about a new program we're excited about called Your Next Mission VCS, a Veterans Community Support Program. We'll provide personalized one-on-one support to address the unique needs within our veteran community, facilitated through our many partnerships with other veteran service organizations. Please check it out at yournextmission.org/VCS and enroll to participate today. Remember, we want to help you with whatever issues you or your family are facing, so please reach out to us. Brian, since you were the program's director, we'll let you start with this one. Do you encourage spouses and other family members to participate? And I think you said that already, but let's talk a little bit about that anyway.
Yeah, we absolutely do. You know, the first time I went through Reboot, my family wasn't down here. I was still at the WTB by myself. They were up north waiting for me to get back, and I went through Reboot. The impact of how my life had changed was so clear that we moved back down to Clarksville, and then my wife went through it with me. And what's interesting is after coming back from war, it's oftentimes that somebody will notice that things are different, right? Crowds or loud noises or these different things that impact the day to day. And one of the beautiful things about my wife coming through is she knew the why. Mm-hmm. She knew why I was jumpy. She knew why I avoided different things, right? And it started to make sense with her. At the same time, it helped her to understand how different traumas that she had faced in her life had been unresolved as well, mm-hmm. and how she could start to walk through those as well, because trauma doesn't just affect the person. It absolutely affects those around them. I once had a participant that told me that everything he's ever dealt with in his life, he put it into a lockbox and he buried it in the bottom of the ocean. And he had talked about how he just doesn't talk about it and he avoids it. But here's the problem, and we can see this in our society. The box will always open. It will always open. It's like that volcano that's just backing up, and eventually it's going to pop open. And when it does, it's not always you that you hurt, but it's those that are the closest to you, those that are the closest around you. And so we do encourage families to come. We do encourage participants to start the communication. And that's really what Reboot did, is Reboot started the communication between me and my wife. When I had got home and she had asked how my deployment was, I had told her I had a blast and just left it at that. But sitting through Reboot, she started to hear some of my experiences and some of the experiences of the people around me. So she started to understand how we were impacted by our time downrange.
Yeah, and conversely,
go ahead.
You begin to understand more about her experience, maybe from her mouth or from the mouths of other spouses. So mm-hmm. it really is a very good holistic approach to helping the family.
Yeah, I agree 100% with both of you just said here. Brian, but your comment about the box, both of your comments about the box, and I can really identify that. What you do as an individual is I used to do it a lot. I just ignore things. I let it go, and then it'd build up, and then one day it'd just pop, you know. And you don't know when it pops. It can pop.
That's
it's
right.
The worst thing in the world. I mean, if you look at it now, I always talk about the fact that we have a lot of veterans incarcerated in this country. Well, I sometimes think, I think all the time, that probably what happened to them, they have some kind of post-traumatic stress or whatever, and it just popped, and they reacted, they did stuff. And I've did things sometimes I didn't realize I'd even do until it was over. And I said, God, why did I do that?
Right.
You know, so that's tough. Go ahead, you just say something.
Yeah, you can never, I was the same way, right? I was kind of a what my wife would have called an Iceman, right? I just didn't react to things. I didn't show emotion. I didn't have emotion. And when things happened, everything from my childhood, everything from the military, all of these things, I had just stuffed them. And my coping mechanism was to just avoid it, right? To just forget about it.
Yeah.
Like that old Ronco, set it and forget it. But the problem is, I mean, if I look back now, I can see the three times that my life was in real jeopardy at my own hands. It was the fact that everything that I had tried to run from had caught up to me.
Yeah.
Right. That box had opened up. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right, Sergeant Major. And I think, you know, you can only avoid things for so long until you can't avoid it.
Oh, they'll never go away. Hey, we've been talking about your work with military members and families, but you offer programs tailored to in three different groups, don't you? Is there three different groups? Go ahead.
Yeah.
What are the groups?
Yeah. So we started off with Reboot Combat Recovery, which is now Military Reboot, and then we developed what's called Reboot First Responder Reboot. And so that is, of course, for first responders and their families. And then in 2020, we launched what was called Trauma Reboot, which was general trauma healing for all. And so we went from one group at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to 320 groups around the nation.
Oh, wow.
Addressing all three populations.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, great job. First of all, you did a super job. Hey, Jenny, in our prep call, you talked about what you call the core tenets of your curriculum. Would you go over those for us?
Sure. I'd like to use the analogy, and we do this in the curriculum, of a tree. A tree, it bears fruit, right? And a lot of times we look at the fruit of our lives, and it's what we want to see. It's things like peace and joy and hope. But a lot of times, if we're realistic, the fruit that our trees bear looks more like anger or anxiety or broken relationships, hopelessness, even suicidality. And what Reboot really strives to do is recognize that there's a lot of interventions, medications that try to treat those fruits. But just like any tree, your tree is only as healthy as what? The root system. Mm-hmm. And so we recognize that our lives and our trauma are kind of centered on these roots. And there are root wounds that need to be addressed. And these are kind of those tenets you were talking about. And they're a little bit more ethereal in terms of how you think about them, but you still have to address them. Things like guilt, shame, and regret, grief. Maybe you never had time to grieve because of the tempo of your deployment, or something that happened even while you were away that happened at home that you haven't been able to grieve. We've talked about identity. When your identity is associated with a uniform or a rank and you take that off, who am I now and what good do I have to offer to the world? What other things am I missing, Brian?
Guilt, shame, regret,
grief, identity. We go through all of those stones. Forgiveness, that's a big one. Sense of betrayal. We talked about this a lot last time on our prep call. You can have a sense of betrayal at command. Maybe there was a decision that was made that impacted you or someone that you loved. You can have a sense of betrayal by the society, by the medical system. Those are root wounds that can lead to anger and bitterness and the kinds of things that we just don't want to live with. That's the goal of Reboot, is to really peel back the layers, get down to the root, heal the root, and then the fruit on the tree will change.
Yeah. You know, I've often talked about we should start putting things like that into our educational system within the military. And talk a lot, you know, people are already happy about talking about God, but you know, it's almost like we ignore it until we need it, you know. So let's talk about it and work through that. The other thing I'll tell you is that sometimes I think about when I was in war, I think my heart turned black and I didn't look at things. And what happened was, I don't know about you, Brian, but I've seen so much death in my life that I've stepped over bodies, I've drugged, I mean, I've did stuff that I'm certainly not proud of, but your heart, I guess it gets to be normal, you know, mm-hmm. and you really, quite frankly, you struggle with that. So how do you turn that heart back? I guess it's red and pumping the right way. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm sure that's through God. It's about believing in life and believing in yourself. I got a couple more questions for you guys, but this has been a great discussion, but there's always a but, like I told you before, we got to take another short break. Now, here's a word from two more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken, whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Dr. Jenny Owens, co-founder of Reboot Recovery, and Brian Flannery, Reboot's program director. Remember, this is your show. We know there are so many issues out there that directly affect you. We want to address each and every one of them. So please, I've said this a lot of times, please, if I've said it too much probably, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can call or text me at 844-424-113 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll actually reach back out to you. Jenny, how much has Reboot Recovery grown since you and your husband started it?
Well, it has grown from 7 people in our living room now to, I believe, our all-time graduate total is about 27,000.
Whoa!
And by the end of this year, we should be about 30,000 graduates strong. So we're just incredibly amazed at that. Yeah. We give a lot of glory to God. I want to just touch back on what you said, though, about the Black Heart real quick, if I can. Sure. One thing that we say in Reboot, and I just want to encourage you, is that you're not broken, you're wounded.
Yeah.
And wounds can heal. And so we think about our heart as something that can be wounded just like our body or our mind. That's the premise of Reboot, is that we have a wound. Well, what do we need to do to heal it? We've got to change the conditions to make it a safe environment for it to heal. We got to apply some things that are healthy for it. We've got to take care of it in the long term with support and stability and community. So I didn't want to miss the opportunity to share that and to encourage anybody who's listening, because I've heard the exact same thing. I've heard a service member say he felt like his soul was black or that he didn't have one anymore. And I just want to encourage you guys that it can get better.
Well, I also think the key to success for me is I really threw myself back into work. I just started working harder and harder and doing a lot of stuff. And I really stay busy, because I think sometimes when you're not busy, when you just sit down and don't do anything,
absolutely,
that's when your brain, you're thinking about all the things that happen. As I get older, I can admit, I think more about those things that happened years ago, a lot of years ago. Mm-hmm. And it bothers me, but I just sort of go play golf or do something else or try to think of something else. But it's the times mm-hmm. where you're by yourself and you're sitting there mm-hmm. and nobody's around, and for maybe something pops on the TV, or you hear something on the radio, or you hear something, whatever, you hear somebody talking about something. It just brings back memories, and you just can't shake them. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how old you are. They'll never go away. They'll always be there. Yeah. They'll be back somewhere in your brain, and they'll pop up at the wrong time sometimes. But thanks for sharing that, too.
Sorry.
Brian, what about people who don't live near your location? I hope there's online resources. Is there?
Yeah, so... Yes. So again, we do have a lot of different groups all across the country, mm-hmm. but we also understand that we don't have courses everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Yet. We're trying. We do have online virtual groups that are available for all three programs, the Military Reboot, First Responder Reboot, and Trauma Reboot, where you can pick the day and time that works for you out of that's on there. You can join the course and walk through it from your living room or from your phone or a computer. And we also do have My Reboot. So My Reboot is our online digital platform that houses all of our curriculum and all of our content. So on top of the three main courses that we've talked about, we have a plethora of additional content on My Reboot. We have life guides, a challenge series, mini courses that are 5 and 6 weeks long that address certain specific types of trauma or experiences in life. There's vlogs, blogs, all of that good stuff. And so, yeah, even if there's not a course right there in your area, there are still a ton of opportunities for us to help you start the process of healing from trauma despite where you are.
There you go. Is there, I guess there's an app. Is there an app that you have also? Do you have an app?
Yeah. Yeah, My Reboot. Yeah, so My Reboot is the online portal, and it's also our app.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Jenny, have you done research that's speaks to Reboot's impact on things like anxiety and depression? And yes. Like I talked about myself, anger symptoms, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, that's something that's always been a value of mine, is to speak to the science and not just to have those testimonials like Brian's, which are super moving, but we want to speak to the world who wants to see it in kind of black and white. So we have collected data almost from the beginning, and now we've published 7 articles in different scientific journals, from military psychology to traumatology, military behavioral health, and just looking at our outcomes. So like you mentioned, we measure various things: anxiety symptoms, sleep disturbance symptoms, fatigue, anger, and we have seen every time that we've analyzed our data statistically significant improvements in those symptoms. But on top of that, we also measure things that we view as being protective factors against suicide: purpose and meaning in life, social connectedness, forgiveness, gratitude, and we see those things on the rise. So we're very proud of our outcomes, and we're continuing to collect and publish data in an ongoing manner through some partners that we work with.
Oh, that's great. You both, this is both of you, this is a question for both of you. Jenny, we'll start with you though. What are you most proud about Reboot Recover?
Oh man, that's a hard question.
They're all good.
So many things. I mean, this man right here, I'm so proud of. I mean, you guys don't know what he was like when I first met him. He referenced it, but it was like a cloud of despair kind of hanging over his head. The light was gone from his eyes, and just to see him now being the father and the husband that he can be. He's got his degree in social work, and he's almost got his master's in organizational leadership, and he's working for Reboot and speaking nationally. It's incredible. But I'm also proud of the reach of our programming. We have courses that are serving military and civilians in Ukraine. We've translated our curriculum in Ukraine. We're able to help an international audience who are dealing with trauma, because trauma doesn't discriminate where you live or what you look like. And we're even helping incarcerated individuals, which you mentioned earlier. Yeah. We have veterans inside correctional facilities doing Reboot courses and getting healing and hope in the most hopeless places. And so I'm stunned by that. I'm in awe of what God has done, and I'm very proud.
Oh, wow. Brian, same question.
Can I just take her answer? No.
Well, you can, but it may not work. No, say ditto or something. I don't
know. No, so, there's this group of people that I think, whether it's intentional or not, could be debated, but I don't want to, who trauma has left feeling abandoned, forgotten. Right. And I'm most proud of the fact that through what we're doing, we are able to equip and empower those people to not only change their lives, but to be the bridge in their community from the hurting to the healer. Right. That they're able to take every pain they've experienced in their life and turn it into purpose to help others in their community heal from trauma and live a life of joy in peace, despite what they've been through. That's what I'm most proud of.
Oh, God bless both of you. Hey, look, first let me tell you that it's been a great discussion. You brought back memories of things that went through this old pea brain back years ago, so I appreciate you doing that. Any final thoughts? And Jenny, we'll start with you. Any final thoughts, anything maybe we missed that you want to share with the audience?
Just that, kind of Brian alluded to this, if that's you, if you're one of those people that feels like there's more to your story and you want to help someone, we want to equip you to be a leader. We're always looking for leaders who want to grow and expand into new parts of the country. Or if you think that you could lead a virtual course, please reach out to us and we'll talk about how to connect. But this is not just for someone needing help. This is for those of you who want to help. So please connect with us.
Brian, same question. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to share?
Yeah, since since Jenny spoke to those for healers, I just want to speak to your audience. If you're hurting, if you find yourself in a situation that you've experienced some of the worst parts of life, and you feel like you're alone, and you feel like nobody cares, and you feel abandoned, if you feel thrown to the side or cast out, I just want you to hear clearly, there are people who care. There are people who want to help. There are people who are willing to meet you where you are and to help you overcome the things of your past. And there's not a single one of our leaders across the nation that aren't willing to lock arms. And as a staff, we're willing to lock arms. And so if that's you, check us out at rebootrecovery.com. Heck, email me at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at rebootrecovery.com, because you can. You can embrace a brighter future.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know, you gave me the website. Is there a phone number, too? I didn't ask that earlier. We can put it in the lower thirds of the show. You got a phone number? Just say your website.
Yeah, well, it's rebootrecovery.com.
Yeah.
And then our phone number is 931-292-2011. But most people reach out to us online. You can email Brian or info@rebootrecovery.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook. At rebootrecovery.
There you go. Recovery. All right. Well, first of all, let me say I thank you guys for what you're doing and keep up the good work, because I guarantee you, you're making a difference. So I appreciate you guys just taking the time to come on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us. It's really been an honor.
Yeah, it's been great, Sergeant Major. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Thanks again to Dr. Jenny Owens and Brian Flannery from Reboot Recovery for being with us today. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on to our website, yournextmission.org, and leave me a review. I always help. It's a good one, but we got to tell each other what the issues are. Tell me what you need. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military, where you can search for a job that's just right for you. Please go to the website to watch a short video that will help fine-tune your search, where you can create your own personal profile. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about all of our upcoming video podcasts. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134, or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Jenny and Brian for being with us today. And I'm not sure what to say if I start crying, if I tell you too much here, but I told you how I felt. I told you the stories about my 50 caliber box. And I also told you stories about my heart. You see, it's about believing in life, about believing in God. But most of all, more than anything else, it's about believing in yourself and not thinking that you're by yourself. There's so many people out there that want to help you. Don't sit on the couch. Don't do nothing. Reach out to somebody. Tell them if you're hurting. Tell them if you need some help. But you're not alone. We're here for you. God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for watching. And thanks to Newmont Studios, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Vision, and USAA. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.